A few readings ago, I was talking about that it was many, many years I was practicing meditation, been living as a Buddhist monk, before I even realized that the mind was so conditioned to that sense of locatedness, of here-ness. And it was in one of the early retreats at Abhayagiri, in the first 3 or 4 years that we were there, had very few visitors. It's quite remote. Mendocino County, where it's situated, has a very small human population, about 100,000 people in 3 million acres. The big town of Ukiah has a population of 50.
It has that many people.
Yeah, the biggest town in Mendocino County has 15,000 people. Berkhamsted has about 35 or 40,000. So that's the county.
It's called a village.
So Ukiah, and the next biggest town, Willits, is about 5,000 people. And about 2.5 hours drive, 3 hours drive north of San Francisco and Berkeley. Very few visitors. So the winter retreats were very rainy and very quiet. So there's a lot of time for solitary practice and extremely sort of still, quiet. Our winter retreat support team would be about 6 people, if that. Not that any of you are extra. This is a much bigger place. So it was very small, very quiet. About 3 weeks into the winter retreat this year, about the third or fourth year we were there, it'd be about 2000, 2001, there was a lot of opportunity for formal practice, and my mind was very, very quiet. Everything was very quiet, very still. But I began to notice that even though there was the usual working to develop and cultivate the insights into anicca, dukkha, anatta, and all of that seemed to be quite clear and straightforward, there was this, somehow this stressing in the system. There was a feeling of burdenness or stressing or tension in the system. And I thought, what is this? Because looking at those feelings of I and me and mine, it all seemed to be quite spacious and nothing sort of forming around an I, me or mine feeling, and no sort of habitual grasping or clinging around that. But there was definitely this kind of tightness, this tension, stressing in the system. And so this was really puzzling. I was kind of looking at this for 3 or 4 days, like, this is kind of weird. Everything else is really quiet, really peaceful. What is this stress in the system? It doesn't seem to be any kind of a me here. Oh, here. There's a here. And it was like ding. I mean, not quite a sort of literal bell going off, but it was like, oh my goodness. You know, I've been a monk for, I don't know, 20 years or so by then, but I hadn't ever occurred to me, oh right, that sense of here-ness, a knower that's in a physical space with a front, back, up, down, that's a quality of grasping, that's a quality of clinging, attachment. Wow. So I simultaneously felt very stupid that I'd missed it. It never occurred to me in my mind to notice that. So I felt simultaneously relieved and very stupid. How could I have missed that? That became really like a rich area to explore, how strong and subtle that kind of conditioning was, that the sense of a, even if there's not any kind of definable me who's the experiencer, the experience is happening here. There's a locatedness. And so that is one of the themes of this chapter, that non-locality, the unlocated nature of Dhamma and the fundamental unlocated nature of mind and knowing.